Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Hospital Board considers revisions to CCH gun policy. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Following the failure of a bill to repeal gun-free zones in Wyoming due to a gubernatorial veto, hospital board trustees at Campbell County Health are considering potential changes to their own gun restrictions. The Gillette News Record reported, at a recent retreat, board chair Alan Stuber, who is a Gillette police detective, proposed lifting restrictions in certain parts of the organization while maintaining them in others, anticipating future changes in state laws. Stuber's suggestion aims to implement a safe policy, potentially keeping restrictions in departments like behavioral health. Matt Shahan, CCH CEO, said the decision would require input from all levels of the organization. Some trustees shared personal anecdotes highlighting the importance of considering security measures in healthcare settings. Trustee Dr. Mark Hoskinson said that there was an incident not too long ago involving someone with a knife at Hoskinson Health and Wellness Clinic psychiatry office in the Lakeway Plaza, which caused its clinic to reconsider its security measures. Hoskinson said, "I feel safer with people who know how to use guns. I'd rather have people who are well-trained, and I would not want to work in a zone where I know that I have no protection until the police got there." Trustee Bill Rice, a former longtime CCH employee, recalled an encounter with a patient who entered the walk-in clinic with a knife in a threatening manner, but ultimately used it to hurt himself rather than attack employees or other patients. Wyoming Supreme Court defers early decision on abortion questions. The Wyoming Supreme Court has chosen not to rule on the constitutionality of abortion in the state, deferring the decision to a lower district court. Cowboy State Daily reported Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens had asked the Supreme Court to address 14 constitutional questions regarding Wyoming's abortion laws, but the Supreme Court found that the case lacked sufficient factual details for them to make a decision. An order filed by the Wyoming Supreme Court late Tuesday said the court acknowledges it will likely be required at some point to rule on the constitutionality of Wyoming's abortion laws. This court stands ready to do so if and when those constitutional questions are properly presented to it. Judge Owens was directed to rule on separate motions for summary judgment from both the state and the plaintiffs before the Supreme Court would consider the constitutional questions. This is the second time Judge Owens has sought guidance from the Supreme Court on this matter, with the previous attempt also resulting in a deferral due to insufficient case details. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.